The Trump administration triggered widespread chaos last week when it tried to freeze federal funding. KUNR's Bert Johnson has this report on an effort to support local nonprofits if it happens again.
So this is the IOP wing that we're in right now, intensive outpatient care, and also our medication-assisted treatment.
Jeeve Iverson normally handles digital communications for Northern Nevada Hopes, a Reno-based community health center. But today, he's showing off their newest clinic on East 4th Street. Services include primary care, psychiatry, a pharmacy, and more.
The next room over, though, they call it the Zen Den. It's where people just get to chill out if they need to after a group.
Northern Nevada Hopes offers care for anyone, whether they can pay for it or not. Many of its 17,000 patients are low-income workers or immigrants. Some get referrals from the CARES campus, the massive county-run homeless shelter next door. It also saves taxpayers money by reducing unpaid emergency room visits. But last week's federal funding freeze threatened that mission. Here's CEO Sharon Chamberlain.
If that's taken away, it will certainly impact the amount of services that we can offer.
The freeze only lasted about a day, and two federal judges ruled it unconstitutional. But the Trump administration still plans to claw back money for causes like diversity, equity, and inclusion, also known as DEI.
This has sparked some really interesting potential collaborations that may fit this most recent kind of crisis, or might be something that we keep in our back pocket.
That's Eaton Dunkelberger, CEO of the Community Foundation of Northern Nevada. As soon as the order came out, he realized it could force smaller nonprofits to close. So Dunkelberger approached Sierra Pacific Credit Union with a novel idea. Tom Wamba is the credit union's director of operations.
The concept is to partner with a community foundation and their donors to be able to provide financing for local organizations to continue to do the work that they do.
Here's how it'll work. The Community Foundation will put up collateral and get pre-approved for a series of loans. Then, if federal grants are interrupted again, the Community Foundation would be able to open a line of credit on behalf of local organizations to buy them time. That's important, says Assistant County Manager Kate Thomas, because many nonprofits provide critical services, often as government contractors.
One of the biggest realizations we had was the reliance we have on the nonprofit sector.
Take the CARES campus, for example. The county owns the massive shelter, but it contracts with Volunteers of America to handle daily operations. According to Regional Vice President Travis Sandifer, federal funding makes that possible. And he says the short-lived freeze made some of their clients worry about access to services.
It's difficult and challenging to build trust in the communities that we serve, and it can be hard to counteract those rumors once they get going.
Meanwhile, chaos at the federal level continues. Last week, Trump megadonor Elon Musk forced his way into the U.S. Treasury Department's payment system. He's been interfering with federal spending ever since. Chamberlain says if they lose that funding, a local safety net would definitely help. But she doubts whether charity could fully make up the difference.
It's such a significant number, it's hard to imagine being able to fundraise along with every other nonprofit that's going to be impacted by these cuts.
Chamberlain says no matter what, Northern Nevada Hopes will keep supporting healthcare for everyone. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.